Okay, on the line now I have Alison Gilliland, who is Labour councillor for Beaumont Donegal. Good afternoon, Alison.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you very much for taking the call.
Not at all, John.
I initially asked you to do the interview about this proposed waste site that's they're saying they're going to build in Clonshock, and I'd imagine there's huge objections to it.
Yeah, it's Irish Water, as you know now, have taken on the I suppose responsibility for wastewater as well as for our drinking water. So there is a planning permission into and board Planola for a new wastewater treatment plant, and it's going to be on the land there behind Belcamp College, down the N32 or the R139, I think it is now. It'll cover about 30 hectares, and I think that's about the size of three Croke Parks. It's going to be 18 metres high, which is about six stories, and it is going to treat wastewater that's going to be pumped into it using a sewer from Abbottstown. And then it is also going to have a sludge treatment unit, which my understanding is it's, you know, whatever residue is taken off the water, the wastewater, when it's treated, and they're going to process that into a biosolids product that can be used in agriculture and forestry. So that's what the permission is in. And I know there are huge concerns in the area with regard to odour emitting from it, increased traffic on the N32, both when it's up and operational and also during the site work. So I've done a bit of work on trawling through the application, and I can give you more details if you want on that. Yeah, because I know the concerns, and people have said that, you know, it's going to be very high, 65 metres. It's not. It is only six stories high, which is high in itself, but it's 500 metres back from the N32. And Irish Water have assured me that there will be no wastewater brought to the plant in tankers. It's all coming via a new sewer that forms part of it, that's coming from Abbottstown. It's going to treat water that comes from the Fingal area, so the sort of Blanchardstown to Clonshock, including the airport area, northern parts of the city, so mainly Finglas to Clonshock, and then northeast Kildare and southeast Meath. And I think the reason we're having this is the Ringsend plant, which would take all the Clonshock wastewater, is reaching its capacity. And there was a proposal a couple of years ago to upgrade that, but they did a second evaluation and it wasn't viable from an efficiency or a high-tech perspective. So they've decided to build this new plant just up the road from us instead.
Okay, now I think I spoke with somebody about this going back a couple of years, and there was huge objections to it, of course. And whoever I was talking to said that this covers a very wide area, like you mentioned Meath there as well. And I think this person made the point that they could actually build, say, three smaller versions of this sewage plant for the same price that this one is going to cost. Have you heard anything?
I think that's the argument, John, about do we build a larger facility that, I suppose the argument is, it's more high-tech, more efficient, economically more viable, or do we have the regional ones? And I suppose from a policy perspective, we see a shift towards these larger, more high-tech, more efficient units. Now, they did a consultation with the local residents about 18 months ago. They had various meetings. Local residents wrote in and gave their views. And they did produce a report on that. And odour and traffic and issues regarding to, you know, our health, enjoyment of your back garden, all of that were raised. They've also done nature impact reports, because it's going to have an outflow pipe that goes into Dublin Bay, and people were very concerned about what impact that was going to have on our bathing water, on marine life, all of that. So according to that report, they're not going to be negatively impacted upon if they, the planning permission follows a series of mitigating measures. And I suppose that's the crux of the matter here, I think. There's a whole chapter in the environmental impact assessment that talks about mitigating measures. They must do this, they must do that. The old odor abatement systems, they have to have control units. They have to have the water treated in accordance with EU standards for bathing, marine life and that. And it seems to me that if they do all that, we won't have any detrimental impact. But that's the big if.
Yeah.
And it is around trusting the word of Irish Water, trusting that it will be planned and built and that it will operate. Because I've been on to Irish Water over the last while on it, and you know, sending very specific questions in for a variety of local residents, and they have said there will be no odorous air will be emitted from the new facility. And like, that's a massive big promise.
Yeah.
And you know, that's where the issue lies for most people. It's the odor.
Yeah, and an awful lot of people out there as well, when they hear Irish Water and just the word trust.
Yes, they, absolutely. There very much is, given what we've come through with putting in water meters, the whole chain, the charges and all of that. There is a reputational issue there as well. And it's very hard when your reputation has been damaged to seek and regain the trust of people.
Right, now I know there's a meeting tonight at 8 p.m. at the Priors with Scouts then. Will you be attending that, Alison, or is this just a residents' association?
I'm not sure who organised that. I heard on the grapevine that there was a meeting at 8 p.m. and I hope to pop up to it, but I'm not sure who organised it. And I would encourage people to go, and I would also encourage people to get their views into and board Planola. It is this Friday. We're, what's it, Wednesday already, so
yeah.
And it's 5 o'clock, and unlike putting in a submission to Dublin City Council on planning, they don't have an online facility. So it's a matter of popping it in the post or dropping it in yourself. And the cost is actually €50, which is, it's 20 for Dublin City Council, so it's quite a lot. But people can clump together and put their signatures and their addresses. As long as they have a valid signature and their address on it, you can put as many as you like on any one observation on the permission.
Well, that's good to hear that, because I know about the €50 charge, and I personally, I think it's scandalous that you have to pay to object to something like this. And as you said there, this has to be in to Board Planola by Friday.
This Friday at 5 o'clock. Yeah.
And you can put as many signatures on it as you want.
Yeah, you could have 10 people and that's a fiver each, or you could have 100 people. It doesn't matter, and everybody pools together. It makes it more easier for people that who do want to put an objection in or pass a comment on it.
Yeah, and we just will mention that meeting again. It's on to this evening, Wednesday, 8 p.m. and it's in the Priorswood Scouts Den. Now, there's other local issues as well. I don't know whether you've been involved with them, Alison. I spoke to, I think it was Adele Morn, and two residents from the Castletyme and Flats there, where there was this...
Oh, Crumcastle Flats.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Block 8.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, we had a very serious incident there that thankfully didn't result in any loss of life or anyone being injured, whereby the stairwell in Block 8 of those flats shifted, let's say, a little. And Dublin City Council have gone in and done an audit, a structural audit on the block, and have done a structural audit on the stairwells in all the other blocks, because they were all built at the same time. They're over 40 years old. Now, they say there's no major structural deficits, and they're in the middle of remediating. I think they've finished remediating the stairwells in Block 8. But we had a meeting last week, and there was a lot of councillors at it. And I suppose for us, what it really highlighted was the age of that complex and the lack of maintenance and general looking after. But a lot of the families there were explaining that, you know, one lady didn't have lights for 3 weeks. A few of them, their fuse boxes are the really old ceramic, you know, the ceramic where you put the fuse in, those. And like, we were very, very concerned as councillors. So we had a word afterwards with the manager that's looking after it, and basically said we need more done with this than just, it's not just the stairwell, there are other issues there. This fallout issue from it is around people wanting to transfer out of that particular block, because I think we spoke about trust with regard to Irish Water. Yeah. There is a loss of trust in the safety of the building. So unfortunately, at the meeting we had, the head of housing wasn't able to attend, and he's the one that gave a commitment that they would be able to transfer out. But we want to know exactly how that works, because we all know if you go on the transfer list for housing, it could be 5 years, 6 years if you get a transfer, and this is a more immediate need. So what we're hoping to come up with is some sort of discrete arrangement for residents in Crum Castle, those who do want to move from Block 8, that they'll be able to move, so to allow them to go to a safer unit somewhere else.
Yeah, and as I said, I had Adele Moran and two of the residents in with me a couple of weeks ago, and you mentioned other issues there. One of the girls here told me that she had gunge on her wall coming in, seeping in, and she also mentioned that. I was amazed as well, because she also mentioned that there was a lot of cases of chest infections and asthma and stuff like that from dampness and blackness on the ceilings and everything. In this day and age, Alison, it's
appalling. Like, we actually were astounded at the descriptions that the residents were giving us, and I know the complex is listed on a report that came to the Housing Policy Committee back in, I think it could have been June, they were looking at them for regeneration, and we're pushing that now, that it will be regeneration for that complete complex. As I said, it's over 40 years old, and it needs something done with it at this stage. And the fact that the stairwell has fallen is only an indication of other deficiencies in the complex.
Yeah, well, I think that stairwell gave the residents a soapbox, so to speak, to bring out other issues about these
flats. Yeah, and it's given the council a wake-up call.
Yeah.
You know, and I think now that the councillors are aware of it, because I've said to some of my colleagues, if that was a private tenancy,
yes, yeah,
you know, it might be condemned, because it is, as you say, sludge on the walls, fuse boxes with water running down it that, you know, that don't work properly. You know, it was really, like, we were, as I said, astounded. We actually couldn't believe that it was that bad, and how the council could let things go that far.
And as far as I know, they're all being insulated now at the moment. So,
yeah, we made a decision, I think it was about 3 years ago, to use part of our discretionary funding to insulate it, because the issue that was being brought to us by the Residents Association there was the dampness, the cold. So a new heating system was put in, and then we were allocating money along with Sustainable Energy Ireland. We got grants from them. I think we're on our second grant from them, so they're sort of co-funding it, whereby we were insulating it to keep the heat in. But some of the families were saying, like, you know, the roof is an issue. They're all flat roofs, and we all know, I suppose, from going to school in prefabs, yeah, and flat-roofed houses of the 1970s, that they hold the water. It's very hard to have proper runoff. So I would imagine now that there's a build-up there of water, of sludge, of damp, and no wonder people are getting chest infections and have a higher incidence of asthma if that's the condition you're consistently living in.
Yes, and if this is condemned, this insulation, it will just turn out to be an awful waste of money. Hopefully, now they won't be condemned, and, you know, but they're
hopefully, I think that if we get it prioritised under regeneration, we should be able to act sooner rather than later, and that it won't go to waste. However, one of my colleagues was saying that the amount of, energy that it will save in between can pay for itself. So I suppose it's as long as it's short. And you know, when you look around at the lack of cranes in the sky, we know that regeneration projects, building projects, take so long. Yeah. So we're not talking about seeing Crum Castle Court, unfortunately, being torn down in a couple of months' time. It's going to take a couple of years.
Okay, Alison, unfortunately, we've run out of time, which we usually do when we get talking. Thank you very much. Is there anything
you're
you'd like
very
to add?
Welcome, John.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Alison, before we go?
No, just as I said, the planning permission deadline for that wastewater plant is this Friday, and it's on board Planola, Marlborough Street, not Dublin City Council. And as you noted, the meeting tonight is 8 o'clock. And then I suppose the other issue in the area is the bus connects. And the last day for observations on the changes there is the 14th of September. And I think our area, I know we're losing our 27B and our only connection direct link into town. And that's something I've been working on. And I would really urge local residents to put their views in on that.
Yeah.
Because it's only through doing that we will see any change.
Right, well, maybe I'll talk to you again about that in particular, because I know an awful lot of people are very, very annoyed about losing to 27B.
And the 14, we're losing the 14 as well from over Ardmore, Montrose, Merrifield End. And there's a large, I suppose, elderly population there. And get on one bus and get off and get a bus, another bus into town is just too much for those residents.
Yeah, and that 27B also serves Beaumont Hospital, and as you mentioned, a lot of elderly people use it to get to Beaumont Hospital and come home.
Exactly.
Well, we'll have to have a chat about that again. Okay.
Will do. No problem. Take care, John.
Thank you, Alison.
Bye-bye.
Bye.